Once upon a time, there was a blacksmith, and he was very good at what he did. Anybody needed horseshoes made or other kind of tools, they'd come to the blacksmith and he would fashion for them out of iron whatever it was they needed. But one time, a farmer came to him. And the farmer looked a little bit shy and looked like he didn't want to say a great deal about things, but said that he wanted a pair of horseshoes made. And a pair of horseshoes that were twice as large as a normal pair. The blacksmith just stared at the farmer. He said, "Twice as large? What sort of a horse is this?" The farmer lowered his voice to a whisper. He said, "If you can keep a secret, come with me and I'll show you." And so off they went together, the blacksmith and the farmer. And when they came to the farmer's farm, the farmer came to a stable and he said, "Look inside." And the blacksmith, he opened the door a little crack and he looked inside, and what did he see? But there was a horse that was twice as big as a normal horse, huge and magnificent. He said, "Where on earth did this horse come from? Whoever saw such a thing?" The farmer said, "It's a bit of a mystery to me, I have to confess." "You don't know?" said the blacksmith, but it's your horse." "Well, it's sort of my horse, but the truth is, I have no idea where it came from," said the farmer. "Many years ago, one of my mares gave birth to a foal, and the next night, when I came in to check on the horses, there was a second foal in there. Well, I had to feed her with a bottle myself, for she drank and drank so much that the poor old mare couldn't feed her enough. And she grew, and she grew, and she grew, until she's the size you see her now. But I never let her outdoors for fear of what other people might say or do. I keep her in here, but I don't know how long I can carry on like this." Well, the blacksmith, he looked at the horse, and he managed just about to measure her up for shoes, and back he went to his smithy, and he started to work. And he'd never made horseshoes that big before. They took twice as much iron, twice as much work, but he made them good and strong. And when they were ready, why, he brought them back to the farm, and he fitted them on that magnificent horse that was twice as big as any other. Well, a few weeks later, the blacksmith is once again working in his shop. He's just working away peacefully, and then all of a sudden he hears outside the sound of screaming. People running through the streets and screaming and shouting like there's all kinds of a commotion going on out there. And so he goes outside and he looks, and what does he see? But there, coming through the town, there's a giant, twice as big as any other man, twice as big as any other man. And people are running this way and that in fear of him. But the blacksmith, he takes a stand. He takes a stand and he won't run anywhere, and he waits outside his little smithy for the giant to come. And the giant notices him, and he walks straight up to him, and he says,
"Have you seen my horse?"
The blacksmith says, "I think I might just have seen her, yes."
"Then take me to her," says the giant.
And off they go to the farm, and they knock on the door of the farmer, and they all go off to the stables, but even before they get there, there's a clamouring and a stamping and a thundering of hooves going on inside the stables, like that horse knows her master is coming. And as soon as they open the stable doors, why, she runs out and knocks over the giant, and she's dancing round him in circles for joy. And when he's picked himself up and dusted himself down, why, he's laughing for joy too. And he turns to the farmer and he says,
"Sir, I need to thank you."
"Thank me?" said the farmer. "Well, why would you need to thank me?"
"Well, many years ago, I was in great danger. I brought this horse here when she was just a baby, hoping that you might take care of her until such time as I could come and take her back. And I see that you have done so, and I am grateful."
And he drew from his pocket a big bag of gold coins, more money than the farmer had ever seen in all his years of toiling on his farm. And he handed it to the farmer, and he said,
"Now, we must go."
And that huge giant, he jumped up in the air so high and landed on the back of the horse and thundered away with her. And as the blacksmith watched them go, he was glad that he had made those shoes so strong. He was glad that he'd made those shoes so strong.